Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Matthew 22:34-40. To love is to give everything and ask for nothing. 1. Silence them. Who you're talking to will determine how you deliver your message. We can't treat everyone the same way. You have to adapt to each person. Some people experience criticism as a personal attack. With these individuals, you need to be more subtle to prevent them from thinking you're attacking them. Instead, make it clear you're addressing a specific behavior, but that doesn't mean you don't care about them. Look, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Communicating well is an art. 2. To love. No one can force another person to love. Let's remember that love originates from God and in God. That's why when two people who have never seen each other meet, get to know each other, and start sharing, something only God can provide emerges, love. Attraction is one thing. It's just a bridge, but love is much more. Remember that what St. Paul said, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Someone who loves knows that they're complementing and planning with another, because true love enhances your life. It doesn't control it. It strengthens your ideas. It doesn't tear them down. Someone who loves becomes whole. 3. Neighbor. The philosopher Spinoza said that love is the joy that the other person's existence brings to us. He also said that love means feeling their pain. It's about being empathetic and what happens to others, because compassion is the key to love. Splitting the pain in half. The love Jesus proposes to us is co-suffering, compassion, and co-rejoicing, congratulation, which means rejoicing together. This is the primary characteristic of true love. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.